Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I've been your host, Rebecca Miller, and of course, co-host Otto Loos and Christina Liu, the radio show's producer. We are in our last segment. I can't believe it. Again, another show that flew by. And here we are. We were talking before about kind of organizing and what do we do with things that we have so much of, and very interesting. So, you know, you hear so much about like clutter and, you know, hoarders and how do you do that? But there are people that are kind of like in the middle stuff that, you know, need organization, but also need to know it's okay to let go. Like, yeah, once you let go of it, you know, it really does. It's okay. You really don't think about it again. You know, so, I mean, that would be kind of an interesting. I know we have some, but who is the Barbara Feldman?
Yeah, Barbara Feldman, yeah.
Does organizing.
No, because you know what's very interesting, and that's like a segment, you know, without a doubt, I think every year, I think I've had her on since, you know, for many, many years, because I think it's important, and I like it for myself, too, because like I said, I'm all about, like, the refresher, right? So there's certain things, you're like, oh, yeah, I know, do that, but just to hear it again, it kind of invigorates you, and you get inspired. Every time I finish with Barbara Feldman, I'm like, all right, I got to do, like, something organize in my house. But you know, that's a great part, you know, because that's something that I know a lot of our social workers and nurses have dealt with seniors, because you know, a lot of times it's bigger than just the, you know, item itself. You know, it's the letting go of it and like what it means, and so it's tied into a lot. So you actually have to, you know, we like laugh about, you know, holding on, but like there's a lot of deep stuff with things and parting with that, you know. And that's especially when, I mean, I know when my grandpa passed away and we had to like clean out his house, and pick, you know, my grandfather was a photographer, right? So like, I was like, how on earth, you know, how do you throw those things in the garbage? You know, it's like, it was a very difficult thing. So of course we couldn't. So there were some things that were damaged, and luckily I had, you know, what, before he passed away, spent so much time with him digitizing a lot of his slides. So that was the best part, because there was things that were damaged, you know, from like the basement flooding and the garage. There was all these like different things, but we had that. So it's those things, and they're emotional, and especially when someone's gone, you know, just to get, you know, rid of certain things were very difficult. So
how about greeting cards?
Oh, greeting.
They're not in now, but over the years, greeting cards were
I love in. A greeting card. All right, so that's something I spend a lot of time when I pick out a greeting card. I love receiving greeting cards. So that's very difficult for me, too, because I have from, like, all my birthdays.
What about, this is a problem I have. I don't think I've ever thrown any of them out. Are the postcards that you get from people, like, for the Christmases and the holidays. And, Christina, I've gotten from you and, like, postcards with pictures from here. But it's, like, it's... They make it like it's an actual picture.
I know.
So do you, and you know, I, how many can I put in my refrigerator, you know?
I know.
And I mean, it's like people that just send their cards, Happy New Year and holidays. I have them all. Is it okay to throw those out?
So I struggle, right? I have, so what I've kind of started, which the list grows and grows, because it's just like, oh, well, that, you know.
You're
so
not going to give me the answer, are you?
So people that are very like dear in my life, you know, because sometimes you get cards and they're just like, you send them one, they send you one. It's kind of just like whatever. But there's people who, you know, and if there's a picture on it, I very rarely can get rid of it, honestly, because it's just the thought though. And I know like my own self, like there's so much thought and time that goes in. So, I mean, I'm not the best, honest, bottom line. And that's something I'm just going to accept. You know, I organize them. I put them in a Ziploc bag. I try to keep it, you know, tidy. But I mean, picture the amount of, I've been with my husband since I was 17 years old, right? So obviously people know me. So the amount of cards that have gone back between the two of us, I was like, that in itself can be like, is a lot. So I was like, there is no way I'm ever getting rid of a card Jay gave me or that I gave Jay, you know, or that my mom, my dad, you know, my grand. And I'm so thankful I have those cards, because you know, with my grandparents' cards I had from my grandma, it had her handwriting. So I was able to find this company that made a necklace for my mom with, you know, her handwriting. So, you know, I was glad I saved the cards for those kind of reasons. So it's a trick. Listen, everyone's got their quirks, right? To me, that's something I really struggle with because it is something kind of tough to
well, partner. I have a postcard story, all right? My mother saved a lot of stuff. Some of them were postcards. And one of the postcards was from her brother, who was a prisoner of war in Arkansas. And he was in the German army as a prisoner here. And my mother was in this country since 1928. So she was an American citizen by that time. So I have this postcard from my mother's brother for Merry Christmas. And he always talked to the family about how great he was treated as a prisoner in this country.
But see, aren't you glad you have that? You know, I mean,
I digitized it, and I actually sent the original to his son, who's about 20 years younger than me, and his father died not long after World War II. It had nothing to do with the war, although it might have. He had bad health as a result of whatever he did. I don't know what he did. But, you know, that's kind of that's a card that has some story to it.
Yeah, you gotta, like, there's certain things, like I said, there's some that I can, if it's just like...
But you do have to let go with some of them. Because,
yeah, it's hard. You know, it's tough. Yeah. It's not an easy thing. But, you know, speaking, you know, clearly the organizing, decluttering world is very passionate for all of us. And also, we had a couple of months ago, we had on Mike Kelly, who's in charge of that within the town, and he had announced about the recycling information sheet and decals that were going to be mailed to residents' homes. So that is happening, which is great because the decal itself actually shows you what is recyclable. You know, Rebecca and I were talking during the break, you know, that there were so many things that we thought, you know, we're doing our part, we're recycling, you know, like put it in the recycling bin. But then you realize, no, you're not, that's not, it's actually contaminating the whole thing, you know, essentially. Right. So, you know, it's because I always think about that with like the pizza box, you know, kind of thing that stuck with me because I always put my pizza box, you know, it's a cardboard box. I'm putting it with the cardboard.
Right.
Like that's what you do, you know, but, you know, the fact that he said essentially the rule of thumb is anything that has any kind of food or oil or some kind of crumb, something that is a contaminant, you know, will essentially contaminate whatever you're trying to recycle.
So that gets burned probably in some
right, so you just put it in the garbage, which is interesting, you know. So there was but we also learned, Rebecca, which I will hold on to our special golden nugget, was the cardboard boxes are actually bringing in money for the town. So when you donate, because there's such a high demand for the cardboard, so we felt like we were really supporting our local communities with the amount of cardboard boxes that we recycle. So it was a lot we learned. So that you can expect to come in your mailbox during this month. So I think that is great. Otto, you'll have to let us know. You'll have to show us on air when it comes to you. That. And also, the e-waste Otto talked about, there's some separate drop-off dates for that. So the next one is Saturday, October 23rd, which is my husband's 40th birthday this year, I must say. That is from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. So that is... where you can bring all your old computers, your old cell phones, you know, all kinds of, there's a whole list of different things, TVs, whatnot. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information on what you could specifically bring to that.
Great. What's happening next week?
Next week, everyone, is our 10-year anniversary show, which should be very exciting. We have the supervisor on. We'll have some special guests popping in. It'll be kind of a free-for-all. We're going to have to bring our favorite Wizard of Oz on the show, which is our yearly tradition, is bringing Dan on to make him have to show his face during it. So that is next week. It should be really nice, full of memories. You know, we'll talk about past shows, and it's something that I'm very excited for. So that is next week. And also next week, I want to remind people, anyone who is, you know, in the community, 6 years over, can participate in our virtual advisory committee. It is September 22nd at 11:30 a.m. And I actually scheduled Joseph Altieri, who's a police officer, who is from the 6th Precinct. He's coming on to talk about senior scams and Smart 911. So he'll give us all the, you know, hot takes on what's been going on with that. So that is great. You know, and of course, we'll talk about, hear from our advisory members. We'll hear about different programs in PI and our social workers and nurses. It's a great place to, you know, find out what's going on and what's coming up, because there are a lot of great things and programs coming up. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 if you are interested in participating in that. So
so important when we always give that phone number out, 869-6311 should be programmed in your cell phone. So if you're a frequent 311 caller and you use your cell phone, make sure you have the actual number to dial, 869-6311. And you may want to add 516 to that because
you have to.
October. Yeah. Right?
Yes. All calls have to have the area code.
Right. So
no matter whether you're within your area code or not.
Right. So, you know, it's important to not call 311 from your cell phone. The actual, you want to dial 869-516-869-6311.
Absolutely. No, it's definitely important to do because we want to get you connected and make your process as easy as possible. So, I want to remind people there are tons of programs going on in Project Independence. You know, some are still virtual. Some we're kind of transitioning into in-person.
Yeah.
You know, things are constantly evolving. So, you know, you could always call, you know, as we said, 516-869-6311 for the most up-to-date information on that, because it is quite ever-changing things. But we have our flu shot program is coming up. That's kicking off in October. It's going to be at Clinchy Martin Park in Port Washington. Adult Activity Center, Great Neck Social Center, and the Yes We Can Community Center. So you can schedule that, which I think is important. And those registrations have been coming in as well, which is wonderful.
I believe all in-person classes, anything you're doing in person, you must register for.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, there is a protocol we have to follow. We can't exceed numbers. We have to social distance and follow all the safety protocols. So
absolutely. And like I said, that's ever changing those things. So your best bet is always to call first with anything, you know, and any of these programs, some dates might have to get canceled, you know, whatever it might be, it's important. Always, my rule of thumb is to across the board, always check with the call center and make sure that
absolutely
the program is still happening. So, and hopefully it will, we always approach, you know, last year was a little different because we were doing things, you know, via Zoom. So, you know, weather didn't really affect unless there was a Wi-Fi, you know, outage or something. But now that we're going back to in-person, we're back in the world of like, oh God, there's weather, you know, that we kind of have to figure out now. So always best to call first and check out. But
talking in person, I got one, the Veterans Breakfast, is at the Swan Club this year.
Right.
And it's on October the 15th. And I won't be able to go to the breakfast because it's on a Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll get it delivered. I'll get a takeout.
That's right. I'll send you some breakfast over to your house, Otto.
That is it for today's show. Thanks to Dan Cox, too, at LIUWCWP.org, 88.1 FM. Just wanted to wish everybody a great and a safe weekend. Christina, thanks for an awesome show today and our guest and Otto. And all our love goes to John, too, where we're rooting for you. Next week's show is a 10-year anniversary. Thanks for listening. Be well, all. Have a great weekend. This was Project Independence and you at 88.1 WCWP.org.